Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been looking at self-control. So the idea is, remember, self-control is I'm not gonna grit my teeth and get this done. I'm gonna trust God. Out of my relationship with Him, I'm gonna respond to this situation in the way He's having me to, and I'm gonna get His result. That's what self-control is. Self-control is the fruit, it's an outcome of the Holy Spirit. See that? It's the Holy Spirit working through you. It's like, woohoo, freedom.
Yes.
That's what He does. He brings freedom. That's what self-control does. It brings freedom in your life. Now, the word self-control in the Greek is the word schizophrenia, self-control. It means sound mind. Did you catch that? So when you have a sound mind, it's because you have self-control. When your mind is schizophrenic, it's scattered. Are you paying attention? That's why God is calling us. The only way you're going to have a sound mind is to get it from your Creator and your source. I grew up with schizophrenia. I knew that's why I'm so on this thing. I understand some things. That's why I'm so interested in the Bible. Because the Bible will get you where you need to be. And you will be fulfilled when you understand God's Word. So, give me Jeremiah 1:5 real quick. Now watch. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That's all of us. Don't you like that? This right here just changed my world. Because I used to blame everything on my mother and the problems I had because she wasn't there for me. See, that's what abandonment is. I didn't get what I needed. So you'll hold that. When your father or your mother weren't there for you, you'll hold that and use that as an excuse to stay in a behavior that the enemy's using to lie to you, and that becomes a stronghold. You see that? And you listen to the stronghold because it's familiar. The word familiar comes from the word family. So the way you were raised, you were taught, and you have systems and the way you respond in life that don't line up with God's will and His ways. So we have to renew our minds with the truth and get the truth in there so we can be free to be who God created us to be. And that's what God is doing in His people. Now look, He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. That's all taking place already. You just got to get in there and line up with it. Now look. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet. I ordained you. That means I've given you authority and control in your own life. Did you hear me? I've ordained you. Remember in 1 Corinthians 2? But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages. That means before you were born. Which God ordained before the ages for your glory. What's glory? What God originated and intended. What He ordained, it's in His wisdom before you showed up for what He originated and intended your life to be. And you can get that wisdom from God. That's good news right there. Now pay attention. What's He say? Before you were born, I sanctified you. So, because see, I'm going to tell you, I'm not bragging about Scripture, but I depend on it. I depend on His Word. And I'm not saying that everybody has to have the Bible memorized, but I am saying you should meditate in it and you should be able to speak some of it. Now look what He says. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, He says, but we are bound to give thanks, brethren, Because God, from the beginning, chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when you allow that sanctification process in, and it works with the Spirit, with the truth, the gospel is calling you to that glory, what God originated and intended. You come here and you hear the gospel. It's calling you out of those old places into the new you to show you the you you haven't met yet. Did you catch that? And that's what it does. It's good news. It's calling you to be you. And like Penny said, she started to see who she was. She started to like who she was. You start to love who you are. And when you start loving who you are, now you can love somebody. But if you believe in a lie, you will affect your relationships. It will affect your process of being healed. Because lies hold you hostage. The only thing the devil has against us is deception. It's a lie. And when you're not continually putting in the truth, that makes you vulnerable to lies. Are you with me? The word deception means to believe a lie. That's why we have to be after the truth. Are you hearing me? Now watch. Now give me Galatians chapter 2, 14. Look what it says. Now Paul was rebuking the church of Galatia because false teachers had come in with another gospel. And in chapter 1, he said, if anyone comes with any other gospel, let him be accursed. The word accursed means anathema. That means not fit to be on the face of the earth. Any other gospel is not even fit to be on the face of the earth. So it has to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see that? Christ crucified, buried, and rose again. That's the gospel. And because of his resurrection, there's nothing that you and I can't handle. We can have resurrection in every area of our life that's not producing anything. God's trying to bring that life in there. Now watch. So look what he's saying. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? This is Peter that preached in Acts, and 3,000 people were saved. God used them mightily to birth the church. But Peter wasn't fixed yet. God will use you even when you're not fixed all the way. When God uses you, it's for other people. When God fixes you, it's for you. Oh, you better get this. This is why people get angry. This is why people get frustrated and mad, because they're ignorant of what God is really doing. Because when you understand this, you don't get angry as often. You don't get frustrated as often. You see that God is doing something. And most of the time when you're frustrated and angry, it's God's trying to give you a peek. It's something I'm trying to help you with. So you can get what I'm trying to get to you. Pay attention. This was a racism thing going on here. Peter was a Jew, trying to get the Gentiles to act like Jews. See, this is racism and hypocrisy. You ever been to a church where there's hypocrisy? Hypocrites?
What are you wearing that for?
Who cares? We're glad you're here. Are you with me? We don't care if you got tattoos on bunny bows and rings through your nose and bones on your toes. Get up in here. God's got something for you. He's going to help you. That's not our business. Our business is to be like Jesus and to follow the truth. Jesus said, I'm looking for people in John chapter 4 who worship me in spirit and in truth. You see, That's what was going on here. We all started out in the Spirit. We got born again. You got to stay in the truth. You got to stay in it. There's no time to be just lollygagging and carrying on. You got to stay in it, and you have to be intentional about keeping it in your heart, hearing it, walking it, speaking it, meditating on it, ruminating in it. That's how you stay free. Did you get what I just said? Now go back to the first verse there. Yeah. Look what he says. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel. So now look, the word straightforward, remember? Ortho. It's where we get the word orthodontist. Ortho means to line up. So in other words, what these false teachers wasn't lining up with the one gospel. You know, I went, right before I went on my trip to the mountains with my son and my grandson, I had a retainer, a wire behind my teeth. And the dentist said, you know, because one of the little wires broke. And he says, you know, I can take that off and make you a plastic, you know, thing you put in your mouth. I said, well, the reason I had the wire put on is I didn't want to put something in my mouth every night. You know, the retainer. I'm telling you this for a reason, so just pay attention. So now, okay, I said, okay. He goes, I'll make you one and it won't have a little thing in the roof of your mouth. So now he's making me this. And you know what he said to me? He had braces. He has retainer. He says, orthodontists require tension for life. Tension for life. In other words, your teeth are always moving. So you need that tension to keep them lining up. So you need to be in a place where the truth is going forward to keep that tension. So you stay lined up. It's not about your teeth. This is the word straight is ortho. Don't you like that? That's what God is doing. He's trying to get your life in line with His will and His ways. And line it up. Crooked teeth and all, it don't matter. We making sense? Now, remember, He knew us, He sanctified us, He ordained us, He formed us before. And He chose you before sanctification by the Spirit and what? Belief in the truth. Now, that's in 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Okay, now, give me 2 Corinthians 2:11. See, Jesus is the only one that can really give us truth. Truth means nothing concealed or reality. So Jesus is trying to get the truth about who you are to you through His word and His will and His way. Now look. Jesus is the only one that claimed to be the truth. Aristotle didn't claim to be the truth. Plato didn't claim to be the truth. Confucius didn't claim to be the truth. Buddha didn't claim to be the truth. Hare Krishna didn't claim to be the truth. The Virgin Mary didn't claim to be the truth. Muhammad didn't claim to be the truth. Einstein didn't claim to be the truth. Sigmund Freud didn't claim to be the truth. Only Jesus said, I am the truth. So it's in Him we live and move and find the truth about who we are. And the truth does what? Sets you free. So if the truth sets you free, a lie does the antithesis. It holds you hostage and keeps you in bondage. Did you hear me? If the truth sets you free, it says in John 8, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. But a lie, the Bible says in the same chapter, that the devil is a liar and the father of it. His seed is always producing lies. And when you believe the lies, you're moving away from the truth. You hear me? The only weapon he has is deception. So that's why you got to do everything you can to make sure you're in the truth and applying this truth in your heart and in your mind and in your life. And that's how you're going to be healed, and that's how you're going to understand who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Because it's all in the Word of God. Am I making sense? Let's look at this. 2 Corinthians 2:11. This is where the enemy, Satan, he's the enemy of our soul. He comes to take advantage of us. Now look, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now get a hold of this. This word advantage, you paying attention? Pay attention. This word advantage is the Greek word P-L-E-O-N-E-K-T-E-O. And this is what it means. It means to outwit. It means to take advantage of someone through sinister or sneaky means. It's a compound word, which means more and more and more. It means to echo. It's echoing more and more and more. So when his lies will echo in your mind, echo continuously. They will echo. Now look, listen. It means a desire to have more and more. It's the word P-L-E-O-N-E-X-I-A. It came from that Greek word, which means greedy. Satan is greedy to get his will done in your life. He wants you to do his will. Become toxic, bitter, and negative towards people and towards yourself. That's the fruit. We've been talking about fruit of the Spirit. That's the fruit of lies. See, lies produce fruit, just like truth produces fruit. Am I making sense? Now listen, it depicts someone whose lust for something is so intense that they will take any action required to obtain what they want. This is what the enemy does, trying to take advantage of you. That's why you better be on your toes and not be ignorant. Now, the devil will use any method necessary to take advantage of you to get you under his control. Amen. See, when you're under his control, now you're going to be scattered in your thinking. Because he has access to your thoughts. But the thoughts you take control of, he can't get to. Amen. Because you're giving Christ the power. Am I making sense? Now look, he wants you under his control so you don't have control. So you don't have self-control. Remember what self-control, sophrenia, has to do with your mind. Sound mind. I want to have a sound mind. How about you? I want to be stable. How are we going to be stable in this world? Isaiah prophesied, Isaiah 33:6, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. We get his wisdom, his knowledge, you're going to have stability. I don't care who you are. I don't care what's coming on out here. You will be stable. He says that we're not to be ignorant of his devices. What, you know what this word ignorant means? It's the Greek word agnostic. That's what it is. Ignorance is the English word for the Greek word agnostic. Have you ever received the Lord? I'm an agnostic. You know what it means? You don't know what you believe. So when you're ignorant, you know what it means? You don't know what you believe. You better know what you believe. Are you listening to me? That's what agnostic means. I don't know what I believe. You need to know what you believe. Paul said to the church of Ephesus, he said in Ephesians 4:17, don't walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance. Your ignorance will keep you alienated from the life God created you for. Alienated. You know what it means? Outer space. Amen. You're in outer space with your stuff. I'm an agnostic. Well, you can remember this. They're in outer space. Is this making sense? When you don't know what you believe, that's what's going on. That's why we have to understand. In all you're getting, get what? Get understanding. In all you're getting, get understanding. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. Proverbs 2, verse 10 and 11. Now think about this. So, we don't want to be ignorant of the devil's devices. Amen. This word device, it's the word Nero, which means has to do with the mind. Isn't that amazing? So his devices work in the way you think. Are you listening to me? So this is why we can't afford to have somebody who's against us so much to be ignorant of what the, how they work. Are we making sense? Paul was sharing this because Paul was being invaded everywhere he went because he was bringing the gospel. And it was essential for him to understand how the devil operated. He had to be able to discern whether he was facing a mere human problem or a demonic attack. And that's what we have to understand. When you understand where it's coming from, it's a lie. And really, God's trying to get truth to you where that lie is. Where there's defeat continually, that's because he's trying to get truth to you. It talks about in Ephesians 6, it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, that you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. The word wiles is the word methodia, which means organized strategies and technical procedures designed to handle a subject. The devil and his cohorts are organized and they're strategizing over your life to handle your life. You see that? With what? Lies. Deception. And this is why you have to be intentional about getting to the truth. Are we making sense? Now, see, this is why Paul was telling the church of Galatia to pay attention to the truth of the gospel. Because it's in this gospel that you become who you are. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that the god of this age is Satan, little g, the god of this age has blinded the minds. See, he works with them in the mind. That's where the battlefield is in your mind. Has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled upon them. And the image of Christ should shine on them. You see, that's what happens when you have the true gospel. You put something on what they've been hiding. And they may get mad at you. They may get upset with you. But you're just walking in who you are.
That's right. Come on.
Are we making sense?
Amen.
Remember, anger is not a sin. Anger can be a weight. Remember, sarcasm is a weight. Procrastination is a weight. But those things can keep you out of God's will. You see that? And they can really put you in a position that it's going to be hard to get out of when you don't understand. I want us to look at Moses. Now, Moses was a leader, a great leader. And God used him mightily. But we're going to see something about Moses maybe you haven't seen before. I want you to pay attention to this. Okay. Now, look what he says. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus, you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals. Next one, keep going. So Moses took the rod from from before the Lord as he commanded him. Next one. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels." Now, this is Moses talking to the congregation. Actually, it was the community of the people that God had entrusted him to lead. That would be like me coming in here. "All right, you bunch of rebels." Well, that would feel real good. I want to go back there. Right? You see, you know what that says? That lets us know Moses had something in him that wasn't healthy. Embitterment. He was bitter. Are you listening to me? Moses's mother saw something on him and knew she couldn't raise him right. So she put him in a basket and covered him up and sent him down the Nile River. And Pharaoh's daughter found that baby. Pharaoh's daughter was an Egyptian and raised Moses. Moses was a Hebrew. That just didn't take place in those days. Raised him in Pharaoh's palace. Pharaoh's a type of a devil. Huh? So he was raised in Dysfunction Junction. But he was a leader. Paying attention? You're going to get something out of this. "Hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock. What did God tell Moses to do? He told Moses to speak to the rock, not strike it. So Moses was disobeying God. And it says in that chapter, if you read it, he disobeyed God. Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod. And when water came out abundantly and the congregation and their animals drank, then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe." This word "believe" in the Hebrew language means trust. "Because you did not trust me." He didn't trust him that the outcome was going to be what he was looking for. Moses thought, "How can I speak to a rock and water is going to come out? I'm going to speak to the people and water is going to come out." Rocks don't listen. People listen. "Because you did not believe me to hallow." The word "hallow" means to honor as holy. You didn't honor me as holy. You see, you know what he was doing? He was saying, "God, you're not credible." And the people, that's why he said, "I want you to strike it in front of the people. I want them to see that what I say is credible." And that's what he does on every real leader, is what they say is credible, and it causes you to be more dependent on him. But Moses failed. He struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. "Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." The promised land. Moses never made it into the promised land, nor the people that he was leading. You know why? Because Moses was angry. Moses had an anger issue.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. "Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." Have a blessed week.